This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To be Morning Coffee Club, TJ, Hope, Billy Kidd, intern Joe was in here yesterday, and we were talking off the air about doing internships, and I was in college for like 10 minutes, way back when. Went for a couple semesters. I kept getting offered jobs, and I was like, why am I going to school for something I'm getting offered jobs for? So I dropped out. I wish I had finished. I sort of regret it, but it is what it is. It worked out for me, but not. It doesn't work out for everybody. But while we're talking about internships, I mentioned the fact that I was not welcome at a certain internship down in Florida.
This shocked me and made me feel so much better that I am not alone, because I've also been rejected from Disney. I was rejected four times. They wouldn't hire me to be a janitor.
So you went to school for like tourism and travel and all that stuff.
I literally only went to college to do the Disney College program. That is how I decided. I was like, I could just move to Florida, but I was like, it might be a little bit of a like safer bet. Go to school. I'll apply. I'll like stay, you know, at home until I have a job for sure. Started out, was pretty strict, like only wanted to do Disney Princess, got rejected. I was like, okay, like, let me see if I can just get down there. So then each time I applied,
get my foot in the door.
I expanded the list of jobs. And finally, the fourth time, I was like, every possible job. I was like, let me just get in there. I'll sing in the bathroom. Like, let me do what I need to do.
I'll dress as Pluto.
Right.
People won't even know. Still got to. So you guys have this bond of rejection
all over the place. We're scared of bridges. Disney, think about how much fun that would have been. It's work. You're working while you're there. You get school credit, but you're just living like in a trailer park with a bunch of other interns. Like, how crazy.
You're the only other person I've ever met who at least has openly admitted to not being accepted. Everyone else has either lied to me or they just got in. So
I can't believe, what are the stats that you're the only one in the room that hasn't applied to Disney?
It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. Ladies, are you book readers?
Yes, I am.
What kind of books? Are you like one category only, or do you mix it up?
It's weird because normally I read the romance ones, you know. Like the dirty books.
The ones with the guys with no shirt on the cover?
No. Those? They usually have to be set in Regency time.
Oh, gotcha.
Some sort of historical romance.
So a lady showing an ankle is like,
yes.
Ooh.
Doth she love me? No, I love that stuff, but I recently just bought a millionaire, How to Be a Millionaire book.
Is it working?
I've only gotten to chapter 3. All right. But all I know is that I'm supposed to start an LLC of some kind.
Oh.
I've got to put my money into an LLC. I'm like, oh man, I might be in over my head with this book, but yeah, I'm open to all sorts of books.
Hope?
See, I'm really good at buying books. I don't ever finish them. I made a 2025 bingo card, and one of the squares is to complete one single book. I've started multiple in the last couple of years. I could not tell you the last time I finished a book. I was in college. It was 6 years ago.
Wow. I live such a different life. Holy mackerel. So I'm bringing all this up because there's a survey that finds that 38% of Americans didn't read a single book last year.
Yeah.
I'm and a statistic is what you're saying.
You are a statistic. And you know, I don't watch a lot of TV. Growing up, and we've talked about this before, growing up, TV was it. I got home from school. That thing was on until the moment I went to bed. Mm-hmm. I could tell you all kinds of dumb stuff about Gilligan's Island and Laverne and Shirley and Happy Day. But could I tell you facts that really matter? No. But I've gotten to the point where I'm reading a lot of books. And by the way, speaking of that, if we're not friends on Goodreads, do you know what Goodreads is?
Yeah, you made me download it.
Oh, I did make it.
You forced me at our Christmas party to download it. So I felt, because you stared at me, you were like, are you on Goodreads?
Goodreads. If we're not friends on Goodreads, at BillyKid925, let's all talk about books. I know I'm super nerdy. And if you see the books that I read,
after, I don't even want to know.
After seeing them printed out on a sheet in front of me, I'm like, I am a nerd.
Like, why do I talk to this guy?
It was like Star Wars. Something like historical, Star Wars, another historical. I have expanded my horizons, though. So,
okay, good.
It is weird. The other reason I wanted to bring this up is because I was curious if you think reading a book is the same as listening to an audio version of the book.
You're not reading, you're listening. You can say, I listened to a book.
Yeah.
See, this is, the text messages are going to come in now. This is a thing on the internet. People argue about this. Listening is not reading.
If I read the closed captions on my TV, can I say I read Seinfeld?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm reading. My closed captions are on.
See, my, and I'm a reader, so I think I have a stake in this conversation. I think listening is different because they're interpreting the book for you.
Yeah.
By using certain voices and characters.
I can't
music.
Listen to an audiobook. I don't know why. It throws me off. I like to listen to my own characters in my head. I like to listen to the voices in my own head. You know what I mean?
Well, I had an issue the other day where I was, and this book is about America going into a civil war. It's a heavy book.
Ooh,
you know, it's all fictional, but you know, what could happen kind of thing.
Okay.
And I didn't expect there to be any saucy scenes in this book. So I got my phone blaring in the kitchen and all of a sudden one of the saucy scenes pops up. I was like, oh, and I'm trying to turn my phone down before my family hears it. Hey, Hope, I'm Billy. And ladies, since I have slid into the morning drive here, I have been trying to figure out this sleep thing. I don't know how you guys get through a day without taking a nap. I'm trying to stick to, because I used to get up like 5:30-ish,
mm-hmm.
and go to bed at like 10-ish. So that's 7.5 hours. That's a decent night's sleep.
That's normal.
That's what I think normal is. But when people work really early hours like this, it's hard to have a life outside of the job. Mm-hmm. So people who work and you're up at like 3, I'm up at 3 to come and do this. Mm-hmm. And the last couple weeks, I have tried to not nap because I don't want to be tied to having to go home, sleep for 2 or 3 hours, and then go about my life.
I was the same. When I started morning radio, I had little kids.
Right.
So, like, the option of napping wasn't in the cards for me. And there were just certain days where I would just fall unconscious sitting upright.
Just done.
Yeah. Oh, and it got to where it was almost dangerous, Billy, for me to be driving. Like, that's how tired I would get. In theory, yeah, go to bed at 7 p.m. and then wake up at 3:30. But my life, I have a family.
Especially with little kids, that's impossible.
Well, and even when they're older now, I mean, I want to see my family. My husband gets home from work at 6 p.m. I'm going to bed at 7. That's just not realistic. Right. It's not reality. So most of the time, every other day, I'll have to get a nap. And just people in my life know that.
I love a good nap, like on a Sunday afternoon, but I don't want to do it Monday through Friday.
I love that you're going to try. Let me know how it goes.
So far, it's working. I hope. How does your day go?
I usually have to get a couple naps in during the week. It's how it goes.
There is a study that came out that says we all have a natural dip in alertness. For most people, it's between 1 and 4. So I think for people who work shift work or are up early like we are, that's probably more like 11-ish.
11 in the morning,
11 a.m. Our body clocks naturally do that. The study suggests taking a short nap during that time frame is the way to do it. And by short nap, they mean 30 minutes.
Okay.
How do you even set a timer for that? Because it's going to take you a few minutes to lay down. And NASA, right, if you believe in science, NASA has found that a 26-minute nap will improve your performance by about 34%, your alertness by about 54%.
A 30-minute nap is better for me than a 3-hour nap.
I think I wake up groggy if I go more than like 30, 40 minutes.
Right.
But anytime I set a timer, I'm like, I'm only going to sleep for half an hour. I get so anxious. I'm like, well, now it's going to go off in 25 minutes. Right. Now it's going to go off in 20 minutes.
It's a B Morning Coffee Club with Hope TJ. I'm Billy Kidd. Good morning.
Good morning. And, you know, if by chance there was an asteroid headed towards Earth at this moment, I assumed we already had a plan, which was to send Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck.
That's what we're going to do?
Into space. And awake, right? And we're all going to be here watching them, and they're going to drill their way into and destroy the asteroid, and they're going to save the world, right?
That's the plan.
That's what I thought the plan was.
That was Hollywood's plan.
NASA has a high-tech plan to save Earth, people. I want you to know we're okay. If asteroids ever come barreling towards our planet, we have something called the NEO Surveyor. This thing is the first spacecraft specifically designed to hunt the large asteroids and comets that could harm Earth. 90%, that's a pretty good percentage. 90% that could be posing a hazard to Earth within a range of about 30 million miles.
So we've put a satellite on an asteroid, and I'm pretty sure brought it back with like little samples of said asteroid.
Right. This is going to hunt out the asteroids that may be barreling towards our planet, Billy.
So is this like an asteroid with a bomb on it? Is this like a drone?
This is an asteroid that's that's in our path, right? Like the one in like 2030 something that's supposed to be coming. NASA has already proved it's capable of redirecting an asteroid should one pose a serious threat to Earth. So don't worry, we can put Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis back into the movies because we're not going to need them. Thanks to NASA, we have a way to redirect these asteroids.
Well, thank goodness we're spending money on that.
I, for one, feel much safer.